It's hard to believe it's Friday already. There is an eerie, not eerie, take that back, it's strange. The speed with which the weeks are going by, that we are in the middle of August. It feels like yesterday that the lockdown began. Had anybody said to me that in mid-August there would still be a lockdown in many places, I would have thought the person was working for the CDC. Experts give advice based on their expertise. They don't give advice necessarily based on wisdom. That's why we have a commander-in-chief who's not a part of the military. We should have civilians, not experts, make policy. Experts put in their expertise. They should not be the ones who make policy. It's a disaster when they do, because the number of foolish people among experts is exactly the same as the number of foolish people among non-experts. But experts think that they're wise because they're experts, which is like saying, I think I'm wise because I play basketball or hockey. And then you think, well, maybe there are people who do think they're wise because they're famous. Because wisdom is a non-issue and has been for so long. I wrote for Templeton, the Templeton Foundation. I wrote a piece for them. I got to find it somewhere in the recesses of my computer hard drive somewhere. I wrote a piece 20 years ago, I would say, on the death of wisdom in America, how we don't even value it. I don't even think that a high school senior could define it. Listen to Joe Biden when asked if he were elected, what he would do vis-a-vis the lockdown.
On the day I sworn in, if that happens.
So based on what you see now, would you roll back the reopenings?
I'm not going to speculate on that because I don't know based on what you see now. What I see now, I think we today. Are. If I were president today, I would roll back the reopenings in a number of places. Because look, mask and social distancing make a gigantic difference in terms of the spread of this disease.
So he would first of all, I want to know, where does he get the authority to roll back any reopening? The lie about the president's fascist dictator has been 4 years if he would be a fascist dictator. The president has given the states, which is where it belongs, the authority. But if Joe Biden were elected, screw the states. I'm president. I am the dictator. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that important? Isn't that ignored? If it's interesting and important, it's ignored. That's the rule in the media. I don't know why people go to journalism schools. What a waste of money. They should just be told, write, if you are on the left, write what you think, and in the guise of news, and have a great life. That is what should be done. Save person, a couple of $100,000. But they don't want to save you $100,000. They want you to have to go to journalism school. And how does he know about masks and distancing? How does he know? They told them that? The well-informed basement. That's good. That's cute. A WIB. He lives in a WIB. But there are no masks in Holland. They're doing fine. No masks in Sweden. They're doing fine. They're doing better than us. It seems to me, now, I'm not saying that I do believe if a person is infected and speaks face-to-face to you for 20 minutes, you have a greater chance of being infected. Of course that's true. I understand that. I read to you from the New England Journal of Medicine. Indoors, sustained conversation with no distance, then a mask is effective. So this notion, follow the science, is baloney. You see, you know what they don't ask? The left doesn't ask. Democrats, therefore, do not ask. They never ask, and this is all points that I've made prior to COVID. or as the president correctly calls it, the China flu, or the China virus, excuse me. The moment you ask the question, what is the price, you have become a conservative. What is the price paid for this? How many people will go out of business? How many people will be evicted from their apartments? Or how many landlords will cease to function because they don't get any money from people who aren't paying? Does that matter? Or only the case count matters? It appears that this virus does what it wants. That's my non-epidemiological based, in other words, I didn't study epidemiology. But even if I did, you would dismiss me if you're on the left, because they dismiss any doctor, like a preeminent epidemiologist at Yale, who said hydroxychloroquine is good. They dismissed him. So it doesn't matter what credentials you have. If you don't have credentials and you differ with the left, you don't have credentials. If you do have credentials and differ with the left, you are a fake practitioner of your practice. Get it? So nobody is legit if they differ with the left. That is the rule in America at this time. I think Sweden did the right thing. You cannot close down the economy of a country without horrific effects. You cannot have a policy that, well, if we save one life, then you cannot have highway speeds above 45 miles per hour. Once you increase the speed limit, more people will die. I made this point when the lockdown began. Social policies, almost all, have consequences, sometimes in the number of deaths. Why don't we have prohibition? The moment that we repealed prohibition, we increased, eventually, of course, this was very long ago before a lot of people had cars, but we increased by far the number of people dying from drunk drivers, the number of people brain damaged and paralyzed by drunk drivers. We increased the number of children abused by a drunk parent. We increase the number of partners and spouses who will be beaten by a drunk spouse or partner, right? Why don't we have prohibition? Why isn't there a lockdown on alcohol? Why is there only a lockdown vis-a-vis COVID? Because we're panicked. Because that's it. Because we're led by emotions. Reason has been jettisoned in our secular age. Interesting, isn't it? Most rational people end up disproportionately religious. You know my theory? The human being needs needs something that is non-rational in their life. We need it. Love is not rational. Love of music is not rational. And a lot of non-rational. There are non-rational parts to religious belief. That's just a fact. That's fine. I think it's terrific, by the way. It's okay with me. So religious people can confine their yearning for the non-rational to their religion. But secular people have no religion with which to express the yearning for the non-rational. So they express it in real life. And then the non-rational is dangerous. That's what we have in our time. 1-8-PRAGER-776. 877-243-7776. Well, look at that. The Star Tribune has endorsed Ilhan Omar's primary challenger. On what grounds? She's corrupt. It means nothing to the people who want her in. We are going to have bona fide communists in Congress. The United States is headed in that direction. I've never said this before. This is a first. I've never used the C word, as it used to be called. My dear friends, you want to do good? Help PragerU. Everybody knows how much good we're doing. That's why we are the largest non-left video producer on earth. Help us make more and get more people to watch. PragerU.com, 833-PragerU. Do it during the break, please. Helping the fighters is as important as fighting.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Hi, Dennis Prager here again with a message for anyone struggling with pain. Of course, I want you to know about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that tens of thousands are now taking every day. I take it every day. I like being out of pain. But I know you may be skeptical. I certainly was. Then I kept hearing about all the people, including my wife, who were no longer in pain. So I decided to give it a try. In fact, listen to Janice's story.
I was skeptical at first. But because of the pain that I was having when I would substitute teach and have to climb stairs, so I have lower back, hip, and even knee pain. And after about 3 weeks, I found that I could climb stairs pain-free. But it wasn't only pain-free. I could do it step over step without holding on the railing. I'm really happy. It makes me feel like I'm young again.
That's relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. I'm actually surprised that the piece I'm about to read to you was published in the Washington Post. It's in the true crime section yesterday. Well, really, today's physical paper. Ready for this? You can't be ready for this, to be honest. Headline, released from jail at height of pandemic. Virginia rape suspect allegedly killed his accuser. The incident in Carla Dominguez's apartment last October was violent, and it was not consensual. She testified in Alexandria District Court in December. The man she accused was indicted on charges including rape, strangulation, and abduction, and jailed without bond in Alexandria, Virginia. Then the coronavirus pandemic hit. Ibrahim E. Bouachi's lawyers argued that the virus was a danger to both inmates and their attorneys, and that Bouachi should be freed awaiting trial. Hear that? On April 9th, over the objections of an Alexandria prosecutor, Circuit Court Judge Nolan Dawkins, who now is an unintentional murderer, released Bouachi on $25,000 bond with a condition that he only leave his Maryland home to meet with his lawyers or pretrial service officials. Is Judge Dawkins an idiot? Well, the answer is yes. Do you know, I have no doubt in my mind Judge Dawkins still believes he did the right thing. Because if you remember, on the left, and I assume he's on the left, you never have to say you're sorry. Now, I'm just curious. Would any of us here, if we were a judge and somebody said, you know, there's COVID and we have this indicted rapist, strangulator, abductor who was on no bond, he's so dangerous, I'd say, sorry, put on masks. I thought masks are supposed to work. Why didn't they just put masks on prisoners? They're separated. Keep distance and have them wear masks. Do you believe in masks or not? No, we'll release violent rapists. That's somewhat of a redundancy, violent rapist. Rape is violent by its very nature. And now he murdered her. Let prisoners out because of a virus. It's a new America. This never would have happened any time in America's past. Any time. $25,000 bond. On July 29th, Alexandria police say Bouachi, 33, returned to Alexandria and shot and killed Dominguez outside her apartment in the city's West End. By the way, how does a indicted rapist get a gun? I would like to know how he got a gun. Right, I know. I know it's illegal. I would like to know how he got it illegally. It's all just curious. Now, here's an interesting question. So I would like to ask Judge Dawkins and the guy's lawyers, who are also unintentional murderers, why don't you let him out now? I mean, he shot himself. He's in the hospital. Hope he dies slowly. I would like to know why not let him out again? So violence plus rape. I know rape is violent, but there is rape that has extra violence, if you will. That you get released because of COVID. But murder? Did they release murderers? I'm curious. Bet you they released manslaughter people. Yes. See, that's a question that Joe Biden should be asked. Do you agree with the release of people from prison? Well, you know, how many times did I say to you in the course of all of my broadcast career, health uber alles? It turned out to be prophetic. Health above all. But, of course, the amount of illness that will result from all of this is staggering. It's very scary, actually. What we have done to our society here. Uh-oh. I put in the wrong numbers in AP. Been doing this since I was for 25 years. Yes, indeed. What else did you send me this morning in the great news? By the way, there's a tweet of the Nigerian-American doctor. It's a video. Put on Twitter. I don't know how long they'll keep it. Sounds like a very intelligent woman. It might be worth playing because of the way she's been ridiculed.
I just want to make I'm Dr. Emmanuel again.
Folks, this is the Nigerian-American doctor. Stella Emanuel mocked viciously for comments she made having nothing to do with medicine in her church that the Daily Beast, which is a smear machine, found. Go ahead.
Last appeal to doctors. We have a certain category of doctors that are dealing with this, certain category of doctors that are the naysayers. The first category of doctors are doctors that are not clinicals, like I call them exotic professionals, like head radiology and, you know, things like plastic surgery. Please, you're an MD. When you say things out there, people believe you because you're an MD, even though you don't have a clue what you're talking about. So don't become one of the doctors that are giving disinformation on something you don't know about. The second set of doctors that I'm going to talk to are doctors that are professional hacks. They're just opportunistic. Even though the stuff behind this is way more cynical, way more diabolic than just winning an election, don't be opportunistic because coronavirus doesn't know whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. It doesn't care. The third set of doctors that I'm going to talk about are those that don't have information. We went through to do all the research to get the information so that we can treat patients. Do your research. Don't just sit down and say, send me some more articles and send me science. There are over 500 articles worldwide that talk how good this drug is. Do your research and be a patient advocate. The last set of doctors that I'm going to talk to are the ones that I call the good Germans. You see, during the Holocaust, there were good Germans, good people that disagreed with what was being done to the Jews.
We'll continue. This is one bright woman.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Hi, everybody. I'm Dennis Prager. The Nigerian-American doctor comes across as so intelligent, so morally driven, so honest that it takes your breath away. I just want to add, I said this to the Living Martyr during the break. We've been to Africa a great deal. I've been to 20 African countries. There is truly a misconception about Africa, which is understandable, but nevertheless a misunderstanding. Africa is sort of like, in people's minds, in many black Americans' minds, it's the motherland. In many white American minds, it doesn't really exist. It's one, you know, just some continent over there. But if you go there, you are struck by the number of really bright people. I mean struck. In other words, there is in Nigeria, you know, Cameroon, Ghana, and so on. I mean, there are really, you know, that's where they got a brain drain from Africa because they're such good doctors in Britain. And France, yes. So there were ads. Didn't we see a billboard come to Canada? You know, be a doctor in Canada or something. And I feel bad for African nations because they lose their best doctors. Well, not all, but many. She's an example. She is very bright. To take a speech that she gave in a church about doctrines that she inherited from her West African religious beliefs that have nothing to do with how she is as a doctor is classic leftist smear. They see, they don't take issue with her on hydroxychloroquine. They mock what she said in some church service. I found it bizarre what she said in a church service. So what? That's truly, so what? You could make anybody's religious beliefs bizarre. And anyway, none of them compare in their bizarreness to left-wing beliefs. What harm is it that she believes, whatever she believes about some demons or whatever it was, I didn't follow it completely, compared to the belief that America is a racist society and all whites are racist? Tell me, who has the monopoly on irrationality? When it comes to real life as opposed to theology, it's the left. I still haven't read to you the extensive analysis of Ibrahim Kendi, who along with the woman, what's the woman who wrote White Privilege or White Fragility, White Fragility? DeAngelis? No.
Yeah, DeAngelo.
It's related to Sean, right? Sean, are you related to DeAngelo in some way?
Robin DeAngelo.
Robin DeAngelo. I heard that somewhere. I don't know if it's true. I don't want to say it's it's alleged. Third cousin on your father's side. So I see. So listen to more of what she has to say. This just was put up. Her attack on doctors. It is so morally right on. I mean, it's frightening. She has said more truth in this video than you read in the New York Times in a week. Go ahead.
The last set of doctors that I'm going to talk to are the ones that I call the good Germans. You see, during the Holocaust, there were good Germans, good people that disagreed with what was being done to the Jews. But they stayed in their houses and they did not speak up. They hid behind their curtains, tried to close the door so that they didn't see it. They were not bad people in their hearts, but they were complicit. And because of that, millions of Jews died. There are many doctors in this country today that know hydroxychloroquine works because they inbox me all the time. I've treated most of them. I've treated their family members. They are scared for their license. They are scared because where they work, their company will fire them. They are scared because they lived in a leftist city. They are scared because they are young with two children and this is their profession, and if something happens, they're not going to have money to feed their children. Because of that, you've become the good Germans. You're watching Americans die because you're scared for your license. You're watching people die because you're worried that you lose your job. My question to you is that, what does that make you? An accomplice to murder.
That is right. That is right. Wow. We got to keep that. The mockery of this woman tells you a lot more about the Daily Beast's moral state than it does about this woman. I just want to remind you about, hey, you folks in Chicago, my evening in Chicago, the cigar evening, cigar night, August 20th is sold out with Dan Proft and Steve Cortez. So, however, you can join on Zoom. Purchase for just $12. All right? A live video stream, not Zoom, a live video stream to watch the event. You'll love it. August 20th. Get your ticket. Go to 560theanswer.com/cigar. By the way, it's true even if you're not in Chicago, right? I don't know why anybody wouldn't want to watch it. How many events am I doing with other human beings these days? This is pretty rare. 560theanswer.com/cigar. Dennis Prager here. I'm still blown away at the indictment of doctors by this Nigerian-American doctor. She's so right. She is so right. They ask her for prescriptions. They hoard hydroxychloroquine. New York Times reported that. The doctors did, and then they shut up because they're afraid of losing their license. The amount of cowardice and corruption in America is very depressing to me. Thank you, left. Rod, Minneapolis. Dennis, Los Angeles.
Good morning, Dennis.
You sound enthused.
Great to have a chat today.
Thank you.
So you mentioned Ilhan Omar. And we have a gentleman, Anton Melton, who's going up against her in the primary. And it turns out that he is actually further to the left than she is, from what I've learned from other sources.
Give me two examples. And before you do, I just need to say, I cannot imagine what left of Ilhan Omar would be. So give me two examples.
Well,
no, you got to give me two examples or your case isn't clear.
I understand, and I wish that I had the information, but if you listen to his ad, he's got an ad where he comes out, he's very soft-spoken and all this stuff, but he goes on about how progressive he is.
Yeah, no, I know that. I looked at his website because of your call. I didn't know about him. Melton, it's actually Melton Moe, M-E-A-U-X. But so I couldn't find, I mean, I again, I'm not giving my caller a hard time. He's a good guy, obviously. I'm just saying I don't know what left of Ilhan Omar would be. Do you? Can you? Is she for defunding the police? That's about as left. You can't get more left than defund police.
She wants to completely defund.
Completely defund. So fine. So I don't think it's possible. She's anti-American. She's
Free college,
free tuition. Well, I just said that. Free health care. Anti-Israel. I mean, she has every credential of a leftist. I don't know how you get to the left of her. No, it's not even a challenge. I'm curious, what is to the left of Ilhan Omar that you... here, this is to the left of Omar, that you take down statues of Washington and put up statues of Lenin. That would be to the left. I didn't think of that.
Nationalizing
all industry. Yeah, that's correct. That would be. I'm surprised they didn't do that. You know, statues of Marx. I wonder if there was a statue of Marx somewhere, whether it would have been torn down. I bet it wouldn't have. Alan in Chicago. Hi there.
Hi, Dennis. Thanks for taking my call. I'm to preface it by saying I'm a big fan of yours, a conservative. I'm a dentist slash oral pathologist. And I'd like to get clear with your position on masks because it seems unmistakable that it's a mitigation on both the person that may have COVID and those that do not. It also just being a part of the team. Sometimes I'm on the team, but I don't necessarily agree with everything that coach is saying, but you know what? I'm part of the team. So
what team are you referring to? Tell me, Alan, what team are you
referring to? The American team.
I'm on the American team too.
We want to protect everybody. We want to protect our loved ones.
Look, I don't know whether masks, non-surgical masks outdoors are effective any better than you do. We both read. I read to you the New England Journal of Medicine and others who, before it became politicized, or even now that it is politicized, the New England Journal of Medicine still said it's essentially useless outdoors. So why is everybody wearing it outdoors? We pay a terrible price, Alan.
But what about indoors?
I have no issue with people indoors wearing it. If I go into a store, I'd never make a fuss. I put it on. I'm a good citizen. Do I believe it matters? Not really, but I put it on. But outdoors, you are hurting society when you wear masks outdoors. That is my belief, because having an invisible population is a terrible price for a people to pay. We are dehumanizing America for no good reason. We go to a call from Australia, where they're really, in Melbourne, an incredible lockdown. Back in a moment.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Okay, let's go to a caller in Australia, Shane, in the state of Victoria. Hi there. You're up early in the morning.
Yeah, g'day, Dennis. Thanks for taking my call. It's a pleasure, mate.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's about 2:55 in the morning right now.
Right, I know. I broadcast from Australia. It's difficult. All right, go ahead.
It's very close to the Antarctic, as you know. You've been to Melbourne before, have you?
Oh, yes, a number of times. But go ahead. Tell us what you want to say, because we don't have a lot of time.
All right. I just wanted to say I love your program, and I'm with you 100%. All the Australians are with you 100%. We've got the same problems here. We're actually, you probably know, our lockdown right now is between 8 p.m. and 5 o'clock in the morning, where we aren't even allowed out of our houses.
Yes, I know.
And I was noticing an old lady the other day. I work as a public officer in a little charity for a couple of decades now, Dennis, and I try to get people better care than the mental health care that they get in Victoria. And so I'm very, I don't really believe in our government for a long time now, because they don't really care for the people with mental health problems except give them a lot of toxic drugs. But I saw this old lady the other day, and it was yesterday actually, and she was about in her 80s and 90s, and she was having trouble walking along and in the street, and these people were too scared to take a mask off, but obviously she was actually not getting enough oxygen in the system. And
By wearing a mask?
That's right, and she would have been she probably would have been in her 90s and that, but she was, I was just...
Well, I know. Listen, I got to let you go because we're just about to end the hour, but I thank you. I appreciate you being up at this hour and listening. I know we have a lot of listeners around the world, because the issues are all international. They may have an American brand name, but they're international. If the left wins the next election, it will affect the world tremendously adversely. This is a big concern to me. I care about the world. Big concern, because if America fails, and it could. Remember my theory. Look at what happened in Europe after Christianity died, after patriotism died. They got communism, Nazism, and fascism. So what will we get when they burn Bibles. Join the movement that's disrupting the left's monopoly on education. Join Prager University. Go to PragerUniversity.com and donate today. Hi, Dennis Prager here again with a message for anyone struggling with pain. Of course, I want you to know about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that tens of thousands are now taking every day. I take it every day. I like being out of pain. But I know you may be skeptical. I certainly was. Then I kept hearing about all the people, including my wife, who were no longer in pain. So I decided to give it a try. In fact, listen to Alan's story.
I've been in back pain since my early 20s. Now I'm 51. In my early 20s, I worked for the state prison. I got injured and I was off work for about a year. I'm now a trained engineer. I basically sit all day long. My wife making me take Relief Factor literally changed my life. I don't feel like I'm 20 again, but my back does.
Everyone knows you want something drug-free. You want something that will help your own body deal with the inflammation that can often cause pain in your neck, back, shoulder, hip, knee, or foot. Actually, even general aches and pains from just getting older, exercise, everyday living, all can be a real problem, even keeping you from sleeping through the night. So here's what I suggest you do. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, have created what they call a three-week quick start. It's a trial pack, and they've discounted it to just $19.95. That's about a dollar a day, and after that, about the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. That's a three-week quick start for just $19.95, and you should know this. About 70% of the people who order the three-week quick start for just $19.95 go on to order more. So do what so many others have already done. Take Pete and Seth Talbot up on their offer and go to ReliefFactor.com and order the three-week quick start. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384.